This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ezequiel Hernandez. Date of birth is August 8, 1970. Case ID number is 3666852. Date of examination, October 11, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Harlingen Family Care Clinic dated 8/5/2021 and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information, this is a 52-year-old single male with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain, comma, depression slash anxiety, comma, and high blood pressure. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2017, where he worked as a building engineer for 25 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his friend and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back pain, number two, depression slash anxiety, and number three, high blood pressure. History of allegations, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 1990, he developed a severe pain in his lumbar sacral back area, which was a stabbing, aching, dull, burning pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiated down his right buttock and down his leg. The claimant went on to have a lumbar sacral laminectomy performed in 1992, but with poor results. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes, but he's unable to lift anything at this time. The claimant does have an assistive device, which was a cane that he did not use at my office, although he did bring the cane. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, but not doing any other exercise. He denies helping out with housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, or doing any kind of other work at all. At the present time, he's being seen by Dr. Rashid, and he denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on multiple medications for pain, which include gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, diclofenac sodium, 75 milligrams BID, tenazidine, 2 milligrams TID, hydrocodone slash APAP, 5 milligrams slash 325 milligrams QID PRN for pain. He states that the medications help a little bit, but that he still has the pain. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sciatic pain of the right leg with radiculitis. Allegations number two, depression slash anxiety. The claimant states that in 1992, he developed severe post-traumatic stress disorder secondary to multiple traumatic incidences that happened in his life, and especially being ill and not being able to work. The claimant also states he was in prison for three years. He states that he suffers from depression, comma, anxiety with panic attacks, comma, decreased energy, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased appetite, comma, but no problems with insomnia, hallucinations, or suicidal ideation. He also denies any suicidal attempts in the past. His physician at this time is Dr. Correo. His condition appears to be stable, although the claimant did appear to be somewhat nervous. Allegation number three, high blood pressure. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, frontal and occipital headaches, that he had been having since 2012. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 147 over 103 mmHg, and he is presently taking metoprolol succinic ER 25 milligrams QD. He was told to follow up with his physician for possible readjustment of his medications. Symptoms, the claimant states he suffers from swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to climb the stairs or squat at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, and button his clothes. The claimant is unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or lift anything above his head at this time. The claimant has an assistive device, which is a cane that he brought with him, but he did not use it during this interview. He states he also has a back brace that he uses, but is not using it because it's very uncomfortable. His physician is Dr. Rashid, and he is presently taking multiple medications for pain. He does no extra physical activity at this time. Family history. Both his father and mother have heart disease. Medications. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams POQD. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Diclofenac, sodium, 75 milligrams BID. Hydroxyzine, pamomate, 25 milligrams, 2 tablets QHS. Metoprolol, succinic, 25 milligrams ERQD. Vitamin D, 50,000 units QWeek. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, tenazidine, 2 milligrams TID, hydrocodone, APAP, 5 milligrams / 325 milligrams QID, PRN for pain, and buspirone, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, depression / anxiety / post-traumatic stress disorder, lumbosacral back pain, secondary to a right-sided sciatic radiculopathy, hypertension, history of lumbosacral laminectomy performed in 1992, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 5 cigarettes per day for 2 years, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 99.1 Fahrenheit, weight 205 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 5 and a fourth inch tall. BP, 147 over 103 mmHg. Heart rate, 68 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. BMI, 33.5. General, This is a 52-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and appears to be somewhat anxious. He also appears to be in some mild distress secondary to right lower leg pain. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant is missing a few teeth. Otherwise, everything appears to be intact. Could you drop down to the last two sentences in H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over his body. No other lesions were appreciated over his body. Neurological, the claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was somewhat flat and his mood was depressed for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was good. Concentration was good, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes were the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellum? The claimant's gait was steady, slow but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a cane that he did not use. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lower lumbar sacral back area radiating down to his legs, which appeared to be sciatica. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There was abnormal range of motion of the lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex more than 45 degrees. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and, to a lesser extent, in the lower extremities, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, but in the supine position, it was 10 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right lower extremity. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex to 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, especially on the right side. He was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time, although he does have a back brace and a cane. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examine was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have some muscle spasms of the lumbar sacral back area and down his right leg. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a right lower leg sciatic pain. He was unable to heel and toe walk, but is able to walk at a normal tandem rate. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to right-sided sciatic pain of the lumbar sacral spine with depression and anxiety. Probable diagnoses: number one, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to right sciatic lumbar sacral back pain with radiculitis, dash being treated at this time. Number two, depression slash anxiety, dash being treated with multiple different medications at this time. The claimant does appear to have depression and anxiety at this time. Number three, high blood pressure slash hypertension. BP at this visit was 147 over 103 mmHg. He has been told to follow up with his family physician for a possible readjustment of his dosage of medication. His condition appears to be fairly stable at this time and may be secondary to severe anxiety. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ezequiel Hernandez.